The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Mike?
Thought we'd talk today about a fun topic, topic of trail
great
names.
Start. Great start to the episode. You're already getting tongue-tied.
Right. Trail names. And I had to clarify this with you when we started talking about this. Is are we talking trail names as in like North Country Trail, the Pacific Coast Trail, the Appalachian Trail, or are we talking about the trail nicknames? And which is what I thought you meant, but I just wanted to clarify so we didn't come to the show with different talking points. So
yeah, good clarification for sure, because that would have made for an interesting episode if we both did different research leading up to this for totally different things.
So
trail
names,
I'm excited for this one. Trail names, when you and I first got into hiking and backpacking, trail names confused the shit out of me. I did not understand, where did people get them? What's that all about? I didn't understand it. I have come to have an understanding of it through the, you know, several years that you and I have been backpacking. But I'll be honest, I learned some stuff doing the research for this episode that I didn't fully understand. So yeah. I think it's a great topic to talk about.
Yeah, and I mean, you and I primarily hike together, and we don't run into, we're more in remote locations, so we don't run into a lot of other people. So, like, you and I have, like, jokey trail names for each other, but, like, it's, I don't know if it's anything that I would tell somebody else is my trail name, like, meeting them out on the trail.
Like, you wouldn't necessarily introduce yourself as Pioneer Mike.
Right.
Right. So Mike's trail name that I have given him is Pioneer Mike. Mike actually has two that I call him out on the trail, and then one that I call him privately in my own thoughts. But the ones that I call you out on the trail are Pioneer Mike, and the other one that I call you is Greg.
Right.
Inside jokes, and we'll get to them. Let's explain what our trail names are at the end after we've gone through everything. But what is, do you have any nicknames that you call me out on the trail?
Well,
I know one that I have heard you call me.
There's one that I've heard that you've heard me call you, and you're not too fond of it. So I'm trying to not, but it's Sissy Waters.
Uh-huh. Also my drag queen name.
Also your drag queen name. Yep. So that's what you got to separate those two things though. So we got to come up with a different trail name, cause that's a much better drag queen name. And then the other one is, also Greg or Gregory.
Right.
So we have a joke about that, and we'll explain that at the end of the episode. So
yeah, so let's save those explanations for the very end. So where do you have a spot you wanted to start? Like, how, I don't know how your research went, but like, where do you start with this?
Let's just start with the overall, what is a trail name?
Okay.
You know, kind of explain that. And I mean, basically it's just a nickname given to you or chosen by other hikers that stick with or yourself that stick with you out on the trail based on your style of hiking, your habits, something you just can't leave home without. It's it's just a camaraderie type of a thing out on the trail, and to give you a nickname just to bring the I don't want to call it a network, but like the group, kind of like bring your group like a little closer and things like that.
Yeah. So like how I kind of think of it is I think of it like, you know how when people play sports or whatever, you'll get like a sports nickname that people right. will call you, or like same concept, but oh, backpacking and hiking. Like it's
right.
Like you're saying, it's something that other hikers that you're encountering out on the trail, you know. Well, so let's back up a minute. So let's talk about historically where this kind of came up. So trail names did not start on the Appalachian Trail, but they definitely got popularized on the Appalachian Trail. And the whole right. thing of it was, you're going to be out there on this trail. As you hike from one end to the other over the course of literal months,
right.
you're running into the same people over and over again, right?
Right.
People that you don't actually know. Like, it's just people that you've run into on the trail because there's other people doing the same thing as you. So as you're out there doing that, even if you do introduce yourself and give somebody your, like, formal legal government name, right, they might not remember what that is. But they might remember that you're, like, that you've got like a bright orange backpack, right? Mm-hmm. So they give you a nickname of Peaches or something like that. Cause like they can remember, okay, that's that lady with the bright orange backpack. I'm just going to call her Peaches.
Right.
Or they might remember like, okay, this is the dude that can't keep a fire going to save his life. So they're going to call that guy Smokey, right? Something along those lines. Like it is a nickname, but it's also something for other people to call you when they can't really remember your real name or right. like an identifier about you.
Well, like somebody, like let's say you run into somebody that's from Los Angeles or whatever. You can't remember their name, whatever. You remember that you found it really interesting. They're from LA or whatever. So you call them Hollywood, like right. something like that, you know?
Right. So that's like that's kind of where they got started. And then seemingly people really liked that. And then you're getting these nicknames and you're getting to be friendly with each other. And you're, you know, with these people for either a short or possibly a long period of time. And it builds that like sense of community. Like you were talking about, Mike, like, you know, it's like getting a nickname on a sports team or a nickname out in the woods, like all the same thing. Like it's like a friendly thing. It's not like, these aren't like mean names that you're calling people. They're not right. like derogatory things. It's like a fun, jokey, quote unquote, team building name that people use out in the woods that is not your real name.
Yeah, right. Well, and another thing that I came across in my research is that it's another way to kind of shed your regular life identity. You leave leave Mike at home and Greg comes out on the trail, you know, like right. that type of a thing. So, that it's just a way to just kind of take on that other, the trail identity. And that's who you are. You don't have to worry about your everyday life.
Which I'll be honest, when I was like new to backpacking, when I kind of started to understand what these trail names were all about and kind of started to understand that aspect, the like, I'm not myself when I'm out here in the woods, so I'm having a different name. And like, even some people even choose their own name that they go by, right? Like I want to be called Willow or whatever the thing is. Like when you're out there, when I first heard of like that explanation, I'm like, oh, these hippy dippy people, what are they like? Oh, I'm leaving Sean at home and I'm called, you know, whatever. I'm called River out here in the woods.
Right, yeah, River. Yeah.
I'm like, these people, come on.
Call me Jasmine. Honest,
now that we're like five or more years in, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, same. I mean, you and I have talked on other podcasts about like the whole reason you're going out into the woods is to get away from society and get away from your daily life. I kind of get shedding your name and being out there and call me something different. And
yeah,
I'm really starting to embrace that mentality. So I don't know if I'm getting more, to use my own words, if I'm getting more hippy dippy, the more we're out there or what, but like, I get it. I kind of like it.
tree hugger.
I know. Honest to God, I am becoming such a tree hugger, and I love it. I love it.
So, yeah, I was the same way. I don't ever really think it crossed my mind that I wanted to have a trail name or anything like that. I always just thought it was, like you said, just hippy dippy, just something stupid. Like my nicknames growing up, I mean, my name is Mike, so my entire life it's been Mikey. Mikey likes it and like all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
that's just been the only nickname I've ever really had. And it was just a play on my real name. So it's just like, whatever. Like,
sure. Yeah. So, I guess that is technically a nickname, but I almost don't think of Mikey as being a nickname. Like it is, but I don't really think of it as being one. Cause it is, it's so close to your real name. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that's kind of like, I went over like a little bit of the history, right? So like fast forward to now, current, whatever. So again, you can pick your own trail name. My personal Sean opinion is like, I think other people picking your nickname has a better chance of sticking. Like,
yeah, for sure. That you picking your own and then, like, you could end up with multiple trail names, but you picking your own is almost just like saying, hi, I'm Mike. Like, and then they just got to remember that you're Mike. If they pick your trail name, how they're going to remember you, then that's just how it's going to, you know, stick. So,
right.
And if it truly is a habit of yours or the way that you hike or backpack, then other people are going to be like, oh, I get it. And then,
yeah, well, okay. That's exactly kind of where I was going with it. Right. Like, so we said earlier, these are generally, obviously we're speaking in generalizations, but generally these are like lighthearted, kind names. Like it's not nobody's trail name should be like, well, somebody might like this, but like, you shouldn't nickname somebody asshole, right? Or you shouldn't nickname somebody like douchebag or something like that. Like they're typically more fun names. Like if you're hiking with somebody that slow, are you going to nickname them turtle? Or if you're hiking with somebody that's like dropping food on the trail all the time, like can't keep their food in one spot, like are you going to call them bear bait or something? You know, like
litter bug. Yeah.
Or litter bug, or like they're gentle, friendly, razzing nicknames, not mean spirited. But because of that, like they are like somebody lovingly gives that to you, right? Like it might be a real pet peeve of theirs, but they're like lovingly calling you that not to make you upset.
Right.
And therefore it is, especially if you're hiking in a group, it's going to catch on. Like if somebody starts calling you something, that's going to catch on faster than you presenting your name as River or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you have a really memorable trail name, then people might remember that. But like, we don't cross that many people, but like the very first people we crossed in the Porcupine Mountains, I only remember that guy's name. We met his wife. We met his kids.
Right.
I remember his name. His name was Derek. Yep. Like, don't remember anybody. We talked to all of them. The kid helped us get water out of the lake because they were already in there. Like, yeah.
And we talked to multiple other people. It wasn't even like that family of people was the only people that we talked to. And we talked to all those people up in Pictured Rocks when we went out there. Couldn't tell you any of their names.
Yeah. We shared the fire with a group of two groups of people and not a one.
I mean, they were the nicest people and we had such a great time with them, but like, yeah, I legitimately don't remember their name 2, 3, 4 years later, however long ago it was.
Right.
But I think if they had like a funny
nickname,
I probably would remember it better than Marsha or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And then if you only know their trail name, then they can't really stalk you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Right. There's that too. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the next part of my notes is how are trail names given? He kind of just kind of went over that. It's like it's better if it comes by naturally or whatever. And then, like I said earlier, it comes from like gear choices, food preferences, embarrassing moments. I mean, it can come from.
Okay, so that's kind of where I was going to go next is like me personally, like if I was giving somebody a trail name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a name over something memorable that happened while I was there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it makes the name easier to remember.
Is because, for sure.
Like, I'm going to see your face. I'm going to remember this funny thing or whatever. And then I'm going to remember the nickname that I gave you because of that. That's for me. Like, that's not for everybody, but like, that's why I think trail names are easier to remember is because a lot of times it's tied to something, whether that's your year or your food choices or your
right.
Or something funny that happened or some embarrassing thing that you did. Like, did you trip on a root and slip and fall and get covered in mud? And now we call you Mud Pants or whatever, you know, like,
right. Yep. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's the going over my notes portion of the common sources of inspiration, like your behavior, quirks, appearances, events or stories. Those are probably the most memorable ones are the events and stories, you know, other than like gear related mishaps. That's like an embarrassing moment, like your broken pole or you had to fix your tent with mm-hmm. duct tape or anything like that. So, I mean, there's so many, like some of the behavior or quirks ones it gives is like slow step or talks a lot. I think talks a lot is a little mean. I don't know that I would ever give somebody I wouldn't necessarily call them that to their face. Like, do I want you to maybe quiet down in the woods? Yeah. Maybe, but.
Well, that goes back to like the whole spirit of like trail names that I was talking about. Like if you obtain a nickname that you don't like you genuinely don't like it, like, it's okay to tell people that. Like, most of the people out there, Mike and I have talked at length about how great of a community this is, how everybody that we have met out on the trail is such good people, like, out there super for nice. A good time, yeah. You know, respectful of nature. Like, this community of people really is one of the best communities of people that I have ever personally interacted with.
Same.
I feel like if somebody gave you a nickname that like they think it's funny, but maybe it's about something embarrassing that happened. Right. And you're like truly embarrassed and would just like to forget about that. It is perfectly okay to tell people like, I really don't appreciate you calling me that. Like, can you call me something else, right?
Right.
I think most people out on the trail would be very receptive to that. We're not out there to hurt each other's feelings, right?
So, right. It might earn you the nickname of feelings if you say that.
It might earn you a different nickname for sure. But nobody out there, like, people can't be better if you don't tell them that they're doing something wrong, right? Like, that's my big thing is if I don't know I'm doing something wrong, I can't change what I'm doing.
Right. I can't be better without knowing that I'd not doing something nice. So
yeah. And like Mike said earlier, like, trail names change. So like, you might have a trail name for like this 4-day weekend, and then a year from now, if you go out on a new trip, you might get a new trail nickname the next time. Like, they don't have to be permanent.
Right. Well, and that's another thing too, is like, we talked about journaling and stuff on another episode. That'd be another thing to add to your journal is
100%
trail name acquired or whatever. So
yeah,
I mean,
100%. That's a great idea.
Yep. So you know, like, just, I mean, the point of it all is to go out in the woods and have fun. So
yes.
Even if somebody is talking a lot, maybe they're finally comfortable because in their regular life they don't get to talk that much, or they're just super excited to be there. So just let them have their moment, and it's for one night or a couple of nights, like. Just, I mean, I know you're trying to have fun too, and if they're talking a lot, it may not be that fun, but you can always just go for a walk or go sit at your own camp or whatever, you know? You don't got to ruin out somebody else's good time. Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Don't yuck somebody's yum. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I mean, we could go over like the most common trail names, but I really don't know that. I mean, there's just come up with something. You don't have to go with like a common one or anything like that. But there are a lot of people that are named, have the same trail names just because either they named them that themselves that or something along those lines. I think my favorite would be something along the humorous side or like something that leads you to tell a story. And I mean, that's another great conversation starter. Like yeah. If you have a community fire pit or anything like that, and you're with a group that you know nothing about them, a great icebreaker is just kind of like, anybody got any funny trail names? Like
that. So that brings up a really interesting topic. So, cause that's really how trail names like spread, right? Like that's how you kind of get to be known out there on the trail as so-and-so is like you're saying, like you come across upon a community fire pit and you're sitting around for the night. So if you walk up and you're, let's say you're some big burly dude and your trail nickname that everybody's calling you is Daisy Duke.
Right.
Like, that's going to start a conversation. Right. Like,
right.
What a great way to learn about the people that you are sharing this experience with, presumably not directly with. So, like, these are just people you happen upon on the trail, not necessarily within your group.
Right.
But, you know, what a great way to start talking about things. Or if your nickname is, like, Even something simple like Smokey, like, all right, what's the story behind Smokey? What's that?
Do you smoke a lot of cigarettes?
Well,
do you,
like, Mike over here, Smokey over here can't keep a fire lit to save his life. He's constantly choking it out. We've tried to teach him the log cabin method. He just can't get it. He's insufferable. He just can't. He's constantly, you know, whatever. Like. And I'm saying all this with love, right? Like, it's not like I'm truly picking on somebody, but let's face it. We all have things that we're good at. We all have things that we're bad at. We all have spunky little quirks that, like Mike was threatening to give me this. Here's a for example. Mike was threatening to give me a nickname of either Gwen or Hollaback Girl.
Or just holla
out
back
on the trail, or just holla back.
And it might still happen.
So imagine I show up at a fire pit and I introduce myself as Holla Back Girl, or just holla back. Okay, what's the story behind that? So the story behind that is I made the mistake of telling Mike years ago. At some point in our hike, I get to the point where I want to be done. I don't want to be hiking anymore. I want to stop moving. I'm tired of walking. My feet start hurting. I just don't want to be walking anymore, right?
I want to get to camp and relax.
For some reason, when I get to that point, I start thinking, okay, just make it another quarter mile. Make it another quarter mile, and then you can sit down and take a break or whatever. And then as soon as I think to myself, just one more quarter mile, I'm like, well, it's one time around the track. And then in my head, I start singing, few times been around that track and there ain't, I don't even know the words, whatever that Gwen Stefani song is. I start humming it, and turns out the beat to that song is a really good pace to walk at. We have been hiking for more than 5 years at this point. Happens literally every hike we go on. I get that song stuck in my head. So, funny nickname, funny-ish story behind it, weird quirk about me out on the trail, great conversation starter.
Right. I mean, it'd be better than the, like, me calling you the assaulter or whatever, because those girls we ran across at
the airport. Yes, much, much better than creep. Much better than, yes, way better than that.
Yep. And if you want to know what we're talking about, it's on a previous episode of how we got our start and all that stuff,
right?
Or where we got our start. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a whole lot on this topic. I mean, in all, it's it's a nickname based on your quirks, behaviors, food choices, gear choices.
Something funny that happens, something embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, have fun with it. It's a thing, like I said, we primarily only hike with ourselves and we run across a few people. So I don't know that we'll ever get a true trail name provided by a stranger in the woods, but
we might. I mean, we're planning some big things for the future. We might run into some
people
fairly consistently with some of our future hikes, but realistically, you can give yourself one, or you don't need to have one. Like, that's the other thing. Like, Mike and I were saying, we mentioned at the top of the episode, like, we have ones that we kind of like jokingly call each other, but we don't, it's not like as soon as we hit the trail, that's all we call each other. So let it happen organically. Don't force it. Like, if you go a few years and you don't acquire a trail name, it ain't no big deal. Like, go by your regular name. It's not that big of a deal. If you want one that bad and you want to give yourself one. See if it sticks, you know?
Right. Yeah.
No shame in that either. So, but have fun with it. Like we said, it's like a camaraderie thing. It should be fun. It's not a thing to stress about. But yeah, I mean, like I said, also, like, I just didn't know what the deal with trail names was when we got started. So that's, I thought this was a good episode, especially for new people that don't know what they're getting into. Like, first time you get out there, like, what is the deal with these trail names?
I have to have a nickname all of a sudden. Like, what the hell is that? Like,
yeah.
So
I'm on the same page as you, Mike. Like, I don't really have heck of a lot extra to talk about on this topic. Did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about before we get into explaining the trail names that
we said?
That's
where I was going to go. That's where I was going to go next, is explaining our trail names. I think we should explain Greg and Greg first. It was either our first trip or our second trip. I forget when it was, but it was just a funny thought in my head, was like, man, we don't have any trail names. And then I just happened to look at your pack, and we both have Gregory brand packs, and right on the back in big embroidered letters, it says Gregory right on it. So I was just like, oh, that's funny. It's like our mom etched our name on our pack. So we're the Greg and Greg brothers.
It's like having your name like tattooed in your underwear, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's like that. And so then when Mike said that, it made me think about, I don't know, this is probably aging myself a little bit, but like the old show, I think it was Newhart, where it was like, hi, my name's Larry, and this is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl. It made me think of that. And Mike and I are not actually brothers, but it made me think, like, oh, how funny would it be if we were like brothers out here and both of us are named Greg and we've got our names like stitched into our pack. Right. So we refer to each other as Greg and Gregory. So that's one of them. That's the easier one to
say. That's the easier one.
So then do you want to tell them how you came up with Sissy Waters for me? And then I'll tell them how I came up with Pioneer Mike for you.
Yeah, Sissy Waters, this goes back years.
Before
our backpacking days. Sean, and you can edit this out if I'm giving too much away, but Sean has, in my opinion, an unwarranted fear of water.
Okay, but without getting too deep into it, I probably need therapy, but it goes back to a recurring dream I had when I was a child, I'm fairly certain.
Right.
But yes, I have.
And more or less, it's deep fear. Water. It's not just like any it's deep open water. So
yes,
but so it's a fear of water in a sense. And we, in our glamping days with our campers, decided, wouldn't it be funny and awesome if we got CBs when we were like traveling on the road together so we could communicate, and then if we needed to, we could also communicate with truckers or whatever like that. And so we got CBs, and I was like, well, now we need a handle. And so I was just like, well, Sean can be Sissy Waters because he, and we're, this was like with our spouses and a group of friends. So I was like, Sean can be Sissy Waters. And everybody started laughing with that. So that's kind of, his nickname has stuck as that for a long time with me. It's not his favorite. So I'm trying to come up with something else, but
I will be honest. I forgot that it was around the CB handles. I forgot that part of the story. I remember you and my husband specifically coming up with Sissy Waters because he was laughing about it sounding like a drag queen name.
Right.
And you were laughing because you thought it would be funny to say it over this. I do remember now. You thought it would be funny to say over the CB. I don't hate it. I know it's in good fun. It's like, what, you know, I'm not going to go out there and introduce myself as Sissy Waters, but like, you know, whatever. I mean,
unless you decide to enter into a drag show.
Unless I decide to enter into a drag show, sure, maybe. But I mean, it's fine. It's not my favorite, but whatever. Like, I know it's meant with love and all the things. So Mike's nickname that I gave him is Pioneer Mike, which is not drastically different than my real life name. So I don't think it's a great trail name.
Right.
But Mike's nickname stems from, it's a game we played. I can't remember the name. It was Donner Dinner Party.
Yep.
And
which, if you haven't played, not that they're a sponsor or anything, but it is hilarious.
Not a sponsor yet, but Donner Dinner Party, if you are out there and you would like to, we love your game and recommend it to everybody because it is hilarious to play, especially when you are camping.
Yep.
But anyway, Mike kept being a pioneer, and I don't remember. I'll be honest, I don't remember exactly how we started calling you that, but it was because we were playing that game.
It's because I have never. The point of the game is that, if you don't know the story of the Donner Party, do yourself a favor and go look it up. But it stems from the Donner Party that was trying to make it out to California.
Mm-hmm. Out west.
Out west or whatever. And they get to the mountains. Things go bad. They get trapped and stuck and then ended up having to resort to cannibalism for a while. So in this game, you're either a pioneer that is trying to save everybody and feed everybody, and otherwise you're a cannibal and you're trying to eat everybody. And everybody votes me out because they're like, oh, you just act like a cannibal. I'm like, what does that mean? Because, like, we're That's playing
right.
this game.
That's right. We always vote Mike out first because he just acts like a cannibal. He's got real shifty eyes. So we always vote him out. And we have been playing it for, like, couple of years at this point. He's like, I've literally never been a cannibal. I'm always a pioneer. And so they started calling you Pioneer Mike. That's
and they still vote me out because they're like, this has got to be the time he's going to be a cannibal. Right. so
not a hiking related story even, and realistically not a great nickname, and not even that great of a story, to be honest, but
it's a good inside story type thing.
So that's what I call Mike out on the trails, Pioneer Mike.
Yep. So, that's pretty much all I've got. This was a fun one.
Little bit of a shorter one, but fun one. That's all I've got on my notes too. So, if anybody has any fun trail names of their own, you've got somebody in your group that you gave a funny or fun trail nickname to that really stuck that you would like to share. If you acquired a trail name in some fashion that you would like to share with the community, feel free to reach out to us. You can always reach us on our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com, on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike, or directly on our website, SeanMikeHike.com. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. And until next time, go take a hike.
Go take a hike. And I got nothing on this one.
And give somebody a trail name.
There you go.
It was right there.
Was that so hard?
All right, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks, everybody.
See ya. Yep, bye.